Right now, pleased to welcome in studio here, Lompoc Mayor Janelle Osborne, as we're talking about some things going on in Lompoc and more on what's happening for the election there in Lompoc here coming up in a matter of weeks. Janelle, Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, anyway, we got a couple things going on. Wanted to talk about the election. Now, you took part in a forum yesterday, so tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the League of Women Voters of Northern Santa Barbara County and the American Association of University Women, the Lompoc-Vandenberg Branch and Future for Lompoc Youth organized, coordinated, and recorded our candidate forum last night for mayoral and city council positions. It was recorded and will be available. You can find it on their websites, or many of the candidates will reshare it so you can watch it and get a feel for your choices.
All right. And if you are going to be voting in Lompoc, aside from Lompoc and, you know, mayor and city council, there are some measures on the ballot that we probably should let people know about, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I think it's really important. I know that the voter information packet went out, that you get your flyer that has all the ballot measures and the candidates went out. And so I encourage Lompoc residents to really read through Measure R and Measure M. Measure R is the vote to let go of Ken Adam Park to a private for-profit company to potentially build a space entertainment facility. And Measure M is the school bond. We have had it on multiple times. Each time it has failed, we have lost out on matching dollars from the state and federal level. Our schools really need to be improved. So I encourage everybody to seriously consider supporting Measure M. We need to improve our schools, and it will lead to improvement across the city for other things.
Sure. Now, those measures, do they require a simple majority, or is it two-thirds?
So Measure R is simple majority, and Measure M, unfortunately, requires a 55-plus because one of the school board members voted against it. Had all five voted for it, it would have been a simple majority, but because one school board member didn't vote to support it, it pushes it up into that next bracket.
All right. Anyway, people should kind of read up on those measures, get as much information as possible, and make sure to get out and vote.
Absolutely.
I know that you're in the middle of a reelection campaign. So, you know, in Lompoc, I mean, it's a moderate-sized city. Mm-hmm. So how do you get the word out, I mean, if you're running for city council or mayor?
Absolutely. So part of it is, you know, walking the neighborhoods, holding community forums like we did last night, holding some individual sessions where you do some Q&As with special interest groups who want to meet with you and talk about their concerns for the community. It's being available to do interviews like these and get the information out there. And so for me, I've been really trying to just make sure the message of what I've gotten done over the past 4 years is getting out to the community, talking about how we're going to continue doing that and improving on it, and working really hard to be available for anybody who wants to have a chat.
All right. Anyway, this election coming up here in November, very, very important. So, Mayor, I wanted to take some time right now and talk about, you know, you're running for re-election, mm-hmm. so I wanted to talk about some of the issues with you.
Sure.
So one of them is crime mm-hmm. in Lompoc. You know, do you feel that Lompoc is safe? And if not, are there some things that we could be doing differently?
Well, I'm very happy to say that last month we received the annual report for 2023 from our police chief, and overall crime is down 22% in Lompoc. All areas of crime are down except theft, and so we are seeing inroads by finally being fully staffed in the police department, having our detectives bureau and our special investigative teams fully staffed and active in the community. So we are seeing results to reduce what had been an acceleration. Do we still have issues? Absolutely. For a town our size, we should have nearly 80 officers, and we only have about 43. So as a result, we're still behind the eight ball as far as tackling our issues, but we have seen a major reduction. We've also invested in the equipment they need, in the infrastructure that's needed, and updating dispatch and getting the new radios and the new body cams. So we're making inroads on those tools they need, and we're really looking at what's the next phase we need to do, which is likely add additional officers as the budget can sustain them. And that's a difficult balance because we also know we need to pay them better as part of the retention. We're one of the lowest community pays, but yet we're a full-service city. So we provide a service for a lot. So again, we still have issues. We still are dealing with fentanyl and meth and drugs and gangs, but we're seeing a reduction happen. We're seeing us reconnect with the community, and my police department's doing a great job of building that rapport again.
All right, we're speaking to Lompoc Mayor Janelle Osborne, and again, she's running for re-election. Make sure you get out and vote. So now talking about public safety, do we need to think about maybe a tax measure at some point in the future to generate money? I know that, you know, some discussions are happening in local cities, but I mean, is this really the climate to talk about increasing taxes?
I don't think so yet. I mean, we did pass a 1% sales tax prior to the pandemic. It's been very helpful. Unfortunately, my prior council majority locked it all down to pay off our CalPERS debt. So we lost a little of flexibility of being able to use some of that for truly for public safety. Did it stop spending money we were spending on that debt in general fund and free it up? Absolutely, but no flexibility by not being able to utilize any of that fund to supplement issues going on. So I think until inflation is truly down, until we finally have more housing being built and have better jobs and have more money being spent in the community, we really can't look at another bond or a tax. I am watching that mid-county between the county and Solvang and Buellton are looking to move their 12% hotel tax to 14%. So I'm going to watch that, see how that goes. And, you know, we'll only be at 10% as a hotel tax. So we could potentially look at raising that in the future because that isn't a tax my community would pay. That's truly the visitors paying. It's a pass-through, and it would be beneficial. So we could potentially resource that, but I'm not ready to do that until we know how the economy is.
All right. Yeah, I don't think anybody likes to really talk about raising taxes here at this point.
No one does, but sometimes it's necessary because that's the only way our city government is funded for those services.
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about growth in the city of Lompoc. So as Lompoc's mayor currently, is Lompoc growing responsibly, or do you think maybe it's growing too fast or maybe not fast enough?
For much of what I've heard from our business community and the individuals wanting to come to our community and already there, we're not growing fast enough. So I think Lompoc's been really responsible for many years because we have been landlocked and not allowed to annex land. So for a town of 44,000, we're about 11 square miles. And if you actually take the prison out of that city limit and focus back on where we're actually all living and working, it's about 6 square miles. So we're very, very dense and have nowhere really to go. The last pieces of open land that have been proposed development are moving forward. We have nearly 250 homes being built by Williams Homes. It's going to be a mix between single-family, townhomes, and some duplexes, so that's very needed. And then on the north end of town, the Burton Ranch is moving forward on a plan for over 450 homes. So those are very important, but they'll likely be gone as soon as they are completed. We have SpaceX growing. We have ULA growing. We have the military base and all its contractors growing. So there is a high demand. Our school district and our hospital, as well as the city employees, are having trouble identifying and finding homes because we don't have a lot of homes being built. So we're working at City Hall to streamline that permitting process to reduce costs where we control them. But a lot of it is still impacted by that inflation we were talking about because cost of goods, cost of labor, import, export, and just availability. Transformers are imported, and we're having trouble just getting transformers as a way to help and support businesses and get them built. And then those businesses looking to come to town, or even those builders, are still looking at the banking and loans and seeing too high of an interest rates to fund and profit when they actually build. So again, we're still on the edge. We need to do more, and that will help us grow if we can get more houses built.
All right. Focusing on the economy a little bit here, does Lompoc have good jobs, or are you still experiencing, you know, stores and businesses closing there in Lompoc? Is there anything you could do to improve the environment at all?
Sure. And so two things we talked about last night were exactly that. How do we improve our community so that it prevents businesses from closing and also recruits new businesses? So the good thing is we are having businesses come to us. El Pollo Loco is building a new restaurant. Tractor Supply Company filled the old Mervyn's building. Smart and Final has been on the books for a while, but again, the economy has caused the owner to hold back building it out. He's been through the whole permitting process, is ready to go, but isn't ready to build. SpaceX is growing leaps and bounds. The base is adding more and more to it, and additional contractors coming there for commercial space launch. So jobs are coming. What I'm hearing from them is having our youth and residents educated with the skills they needed to take the jobs, and then having housing available, and then having quality schools. So it's a combination of things. So that's why it's so important for us to consider and weigh in on Measure M, so that we have a quality schools and build those up, and that we build more housing so that they can live and work. And then those living wage jobs that exist will live in town, spend that money, and that sales tax will naturally come up without me necessarily having to raise it. So again, we're on a healthy trajectory. There's just some key pieces that are missing that we need to find a way to be supportive and more aggressive on.
All right. And as we're kind of wrapping up on this issue with your reelection coming up, why should voters reelect you to another term as mayor?
You know, Lompoc is not just a city. It's my home. It's our home. I truly love what I do. It's a complex city to manage and run. My vote is not a single vote. It's a team that gets this done. So having somebody with my level of experience who has been able to deliver in the past 4 years on much needed things like improved parks, improved public safety, we still have things to do, and I want to keep doing that work. I love my community, and I'm looking forward to having fellow council members who have the same passion and the same desire.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right there. I'm out of time. Lompoc Mayor Janelle Osborne joining us today. And Lompoc Mayor Janelle, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Always a pleasure to be here.